Hey, Portland, how are ya? Hey, we've been yes all the time. Every time we do an initiative, we want you to vote yes, yes, yes all the time for cannabis. But I gotta tell you, we got some problems up in Washington. They're the very problems I talked about on this stage this time last year. And that is, in Washington State, our legislature has just passed a law that will end medical access as we know it and require that patients that don't grow for themselves obtain their medicine from the state-licensed recreational shops that allow any of up to 200 pesticides in that product. Now, that may be okay for a recreational consumer, that may be healthy, I don't know what the levels are, but I'm here to tell you, pesticides are not medicine for any sick person. We have filed referendum 76 in Washington State, but now it's not yes. We want to tell them no. The legislature has passed this law. No. The governor signed this law. No. Putting patients in with recreational consumers to compete for with somebody that wants to get high so that you can be well and at an exorbitant price, we say no. They want us to lower our plant limits, which are already half of what was originally recommended for any patient to provide for themselves, on down to 4 to 6 plants. We say no. We have legalized the ounce for anybody to have, but now they want patients to be on a registry. And we say no. And the reason for that is because we register one thing in Washington State, sex offenders, and we're not sex offenders. There is no reason, there's no valid reason to put patients on a registry anymore. You know, in Oregon, you guys did it before medical, and that helped establish your legal framework. We have been fighting since 1998 to get improvements for patients. And we've gotten forward, and now we seem to be going backwards. The fight is on for medical. You know, compassion is where a provider will just give medicine to someone in need. I don't see that happening in a for-profit business. And whatever you pay, you are paying an exorbitant tax. You're putting this tax on the very people that can least affect it. You put this tax on and people are gonna have a choice of getting less medicine or going right back to the back alleys and black market. And that is where we were. It is not where we want to be, and we refuse to be there. We must keep medical legitimate. I've already had commitments of thousands of dollars apiece, all right? I'm in for $1,000. Paul Stanford has said he's down for $1,000. $1,000, $1,000, $1,000. We're going to add it up. Our patients are energized. Our paper to get this referendum on the ballot will be out May 17th, 18th, right around there. We'll go live. And our patients will do a wonderful job collecting signatures and educating the public on why they want to vote no on referendum 76. But we won't be able to do that alone. We need our community. We need all the growers that grow medical. We need all the access points that provide for patients. We need all the authorizing physicians that do a wonderful job picking up the slack of the other providers that refuse to provide authorizations for our patients in need. We need $1,000 from each one of these entities, and we need it for every quarter through this campaign. It's gonna cost about $240,000 to collect the signatures if we do nothing. It'll cost less than that, but we need that money. 502, which promised us, they told us over and over and over again, 502 will not affect medical. Medical patients will not be affected by 502, and now they want to put us right in that system. It was all a lie. It was a grab for power and money and control. They have gone from arresting us to taking our wallets right out of our hands. No, no on R-76 will save safe access in Washington State. It is going to galvanize our community as it never has before, and it will enable us to have our discussions as a community moving forward so that we can create reasonable regulations that codify the services we provide to patients now. We have an estimated 500 to 800 access points across Washington. Can you imagine how many people that's serving right now? The 502 system has roughly 60 plus licensed stores, and they're not all opened yet. They can't even serve the recreational demand they have now. How are they going to serve thousands of patients that have almost daily needs? I don't understand what the thinking was, but we're going to straighten them out. We're going to get this done. We're going to get it on the ballot. We're going to pass it in November, and then we're going to stand up as a community and tell the legislators what to do right. We need this to be right. We need medical to be separate from recreational. If you don't do that, Friday's gonna come and the patient's gonna have a payday. And he's gonna walk on down to that store and be willing to pay that high tax because he's sick and he needs his medicine. And you know what's gonna happen? He's gonna find out that Johnny's got a party tonight and he bought up all that supply of that very strain that he needs to be well, simply so Johnny and his buddies could get high. No! No on r76.org. I'm sorry, r76no.org is our website. It will be going live probably Monday or Tuesday. It'll be public information. It'll be volunteer opportunities and signups and donations. Let's get this done in Washington. And I pray to God you guys keep your eyes on the legislature. Watch every single thing. I don't know how you ended up with seed to sale, but it seems to be going backwards. Free the plant, free the people, promote the economy, save cannabis. Save medical cannabis. R76no.org. Thank you all for your support. Get it done. Keep it legal. Make it well. Thank you, thank you, thank you.